Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Now, what we're not finna do is start off with music. What I'm about to do is I'm about to bring my girl Helen in, cause y'all, we getting ready to turn up tonight. If they looking for the regular Big Bap and Friends Friday night show, this ain't it.
This ain't it.
Tonight we are doing giveaways. Tonight we are celebrating things. Tonight we are doing a lot. But what we are not getting ready to do is start off regular. We don't need no regular music. Tonight is going to be an ass-popping, booty-shaking. Listen, if you wasn't in the club, you're going to feel like you're supposed to be in the club. So if you near a girl right now, like, fellas, this is what I want you to do. Or lesbians, or dykes, or bulldoggers, whatever it is that you next to. Whatever you are near that represents itself as a girl near you, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and grab her by the waist and turn her around. Because what she getting ready to do, y'all don't need to be looking at each other face to face, okay? Helen, you ready?
Ready.
Let's jump off. Let's go.
Let's go.
Black mom.
Loud dance.
Here to bring D in the building. What it do? D in the building. What's up, player?
Chilling, man. What's up with you?
Man, I am all the way turned up. So, man, you don't even know. We're doing a live special show tonight, man. We got raffles. We got giveaways. We got music. We got celebration. We got a lot going on tonight. This is a free for all show. The only thing that we're doing on time is what day it is. I don't even know if we got... Helen, are we doing Black History as World History?
No, not tonight.
All we're doing is what day it is. We are turning up tonight. We got guests that's going to be calling in tonight. We are going to be turned up, ready to go. But until we get into that, y'all, we got to act a little donkey. So for those of y'all who didn't grow up in the 90s and didn't get ready to go to the club, this is how you got to go get ready for the club. Like, you can't see, like, I don't know what they listen to go to the club now, but when we went to the club, you almost thought somebody was about to die. That's how we got ready for the club.
Okay. Now what is? Who is it? Let's go.
Listen, y'all don't understand. Every time that came on, I used to just look at D like, D, that sounds just like you, bro.
Yeah, stupid.
Man, come on, bro. D, tell them, bro. We used to bang going to the club in that, bro.
Shit. Well, I was out there in a couple of drinks. Had my man go line me up.
Went yes, sir. Hey.
I took a quick shower. Found something that I was wearing. Normally was black.
I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Do men take whole baths?
Whole baths.
Only in the military. It depends what kind of hole you bathe them with, but I mean, yeah. I mean, what's the question?
It depends.
I was just curious if men took whole baths. This is. I don't know why that. I heard when he mentioned taking a quick shower, I took a whole bath. In my head.
Yeah.
No, not for the club. Now, you got to get in the shower to go to the club.
Well, nah, because I took a shower after I got off work. Then we sit out drinking quick. Then I get a fucking haircut. So, yeah. You know what I mean? So, you got to say within it. I got off work about 5:30, 6 o'clock, 5:30. And by 8 o'clock, I was taking another shower. So, yeah.
No. I want to hear that.
Quick, hold back.
Pour them out. Let's go. Hey, look. Show me your JLC. Black TNT shower. Get in. Well, right now, I'm about to introduce y'all to some of the coolest cats I ever met from the Midwest. You?
I told y'all, we turn it up tonight. Now, here's the crazy part about that, right? D, I played that song because I shout that song out to DJ Young Fly because I swear, if don't nobody else know, that's where that nigga got that shit from. Like, everybody be like, oh, somebody came up with something new, boy. We
it's
are the worst
for real. It's the way nobody ever did it before. Let's go. I said I'm with it. Boy, I'm out.
No. This ain't your club shit. This some funny looking nigga walk in your house real quick. You just play that shit on the nigga, sit down and feel some type of way.
You know what I mean? Just saying. That wasn't that really wasn't my twist.
See, you know what? You gotta understand. Come on, man. That's Jada right there. Come on, bro. He's different.
We was hardcore, so we was more listening like Pastor Troy.
Helen, this him right here. This B right here.
What song?
Right here, this you, right here.
Everybody else, we don't have what they need to get. And if they emphasize their time on them, maybe they'll be a better person themselves.
That's you. They talk about your homie behind his back. But you always with him every location.
That's you.
But you steal it from your mama. Knowing she be the only one that your side. Helping you through your drama.
That's you.
Selling crack, but it make no profit. But you smoking it up and you just can't seem to stop.
That's you.
They keep laying no without a rubber. Don't want to claim your baby. You making it another. That's your baby's mother.
You.
A woman that's so deceitful, smiling at you from people, making money to set up your own people. Throwing truth to get your homegirl's husband every evening. They're trying to convince her that he be cheating.
You
ain't a woman doing better than you are. So you slash her tires and bust all the windows out of cars.
That's you.
They can't get over your ex-man. Putting the problems of your previous relationship on the next man.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Shut up, a man can't change with yourself.
Come on, man. They don't know nothing about that. That's before their time, bro.
I'm telling you, the shit like that. See, but people I hung out with were all milk, all Southerners.
You said UGK. I got to play this one. Because this classic. First off, D, you know the words to this before the beat even drops.
No. That's the beat. But it's the way you was playing the UGK version.
Yeah.
I was playing the Slim Thug version.
I like both of them, though. They both go hard, though. That's why I ain't even let the whole song come in. People who don't understand, they both from the same area make two different songs with the same song.
Same beat. Yeah.
And they both bang. I'm like, bruh. Like, and that's what I tell people. Like, I don't get mad at new music because I like to see what they doing. I like to see the incorporation of what's going on. But you can't give me no bubblegum rap. Like you gotta come with it. Like I love music. And so if you gonna impress me, the beat gotta be banging, the video concept gotta be banging, and the words gotta be banging. Like you just can't have one out of three, two out of three for me. You can do that for other cats. I'm not that cat. I need the whole thing. All right, and people are like, what's your criteria? Like, Nick, if I can't put that song on right now and ride down the street and it bang, it's not a classic to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can say that.
I don't care about nobody else's criteria. Your criteria can be what your criteria is. But if at the end of the day, if I put that shit on and it's whack now and it was whack then, like, don't talk to me. Because don't get me wrong, some songs do grow better with time. Don't get me wrong. There are some songs I'm like, man, I ain't know that song later, you know?
Now, like a lot of that Snap era shit, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It grew on me, but it really wasn't that tight. You know what I mean? Like, I can't vibe with that. That's not my shit.
And that's the great thing about music. Everybody has their area where they feel most comfortable. Like I tell people, I'm a 90s, like I'm a 80s, 90s, early 2000s cat. After the early 2000s, bro, I gave it up. Like I'll talk about it, but I'm not the judge of that. That's not my movement.
I can't really say that because it was like it was some people that came out after that. You know what I'm saying? That really, like Jeezy came out. I fuck with that. I'm a more of a hardcore rap type person, lyrical. So if you know what I mean, I more listen to bars than anything. So if you can have the best song on the radio, but if you ain't saying shit, it's like listening to my kids mumble all day. You know what I mean? Keep calling me. It's like, you know what I mean? Like you in the house and all you doing is listening to your daughter cooing all day. Can't form words, you know. So, shit like
man, come
that.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean? That's me. That's my personal shit.
What up?
Hold on, B. Hold on, B. Hold on, B. Let me tell a story before we go into this song real quick. Let me tell you a story real quick before we go into this song, right?
Okay.
So I'm sitting in the car one day, and we riding down the street. I'm just mashing out real quick, right? So this song, come on. Now, you know my playlist is like your playlist. It go real hard on rap. Now, we love who we like in R&B, but our playlist is strongly rap, right?
Correct.
So I'm mashing down the street. I mean, I'm on I-95. I'm getting it. I'm banging to the side. I mean, this just recently, like a few years ago, within the last few years. And I look to the right, and my wife is over there. I mean, bro, you would have thought that she was Big Meech the way she was pushing this bitch in the corner just rapping. Like, bro, I'm like, first off, nigga, you shouldn't know this like that. Like she know it like she, like, really dropped off a couple of pounds of white yesterday, bro.
See, no, but no. Actually, that song is like that Akineli song.
But yeah.
It's one of those, it's like a timeless type song, you know what I mean? Like, just for the beat, the dude who sung it, it was just...
But she wrote a whole song bar for bar, ad-lib for ad-lib, everything.
Yeah, that
I do
song
too, but
it's
that
I do
shit,
the same
you know
thing.
What I mean? Like, yo...
Dude, but here's the thing.
Saying, like,
you got to understand how my heart melted. No. You got to understand how my heart melted, because when you see my wife, that's not what you see.
Right. That's not
like
her
that's
type.
Not
you,
what you
that's
see.
Not her type shit.
Right. Like when I looked at this thug, I was like, bro, who the fuck just brought out goddamn Jeezy, T.I. and DS Down South Georgia boys? Because this little thug over here in the corner, I'm just like, bro, like women. Let me tell you something. If you gonna learn hip hop. Learn the hip hop that your man like too. It is sexy when he do catch you vibing to what he listen to too. Even if you just end up liking it yourself. But just get into real hip hop sometimes, not the commercial shit. Get into some of the underground shit too, because your man listening to more than the shit you listen to. I promise you that. That's just a little love tip 101. We'll be back right after this quick commercial break.
Hey man, what I told you earlier, man, I'll be doing that. Man. That's how you feel.
Bridge out to my track, got the forehead as long as you're trapping on me. Can't wait to get the time for the song. In the bench, they got my pants on. So I'm in the dough, she got ready all my time. Too long to do shots, the patrol's right. She's telling me, hey, I can't find my phone. I'm trying to get my phone. USTA, motherfucker, still in your death. All my time, got one baby mama, no bitch, no wife. Like Park, you need a thug in your life. But a young nigga to straight come through and beat it up. Let your man be the freak, he can eat it up. Shawty got the fire, she ain't let me die yet. No, got an Aquafina flow, call it wet. Baby, good with a mouth, that's the right thing. Got a head on the shoulder, the right thing. If she a bad bitch, you already know. Face like Trina and a ass like Jackie O. Got a case, don't I know all the right positions. Slap it slow from the front, fast from the back. Put the pound game on and hit him from the back. I'm young and thugging, I don't give a fuck. He can make love to you, I'ma beat it up.
I'm gonna have fun with the
All right, y'all. Don't be acting donkey. Don't be acting a fool. Y'all know we got to do our quick commercial, and it is our favorite sponsor, August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and personal size products are available. Visit Ash Emporium. et.com. If you go to DJ's Roundtable, the information is up and we got it going. Helen, B. Wayne, I told y'all I had surprises tonight, y'all. So let me go ahead and bring in the first surprise, man. Caller from the 786, you on with your boy Big Bap. What it do?
Hey, what's going on, Bap?
Oh, man, don't even come on here, Drop. Listen, Helen, let me tell you something. This right here is one of my battles of all battles. We ain't even going to call out his name because some of the stuff I say may possibly get some of us in trouble who still have things that can get in trouble for. I don't give a fuck. I mean, listen, y'all, first of all, I wanted to announce that in January, I am completely launching my catering company. And the reason why I wanted to bring this person on is because this person right here is one of the persons who got to get my early phase of cooking. Like I was still pubescent to the free world cooking. This is my boy, Big A. He was with me in one fold. If you know what that means, you know what that means. I don't got to say what it means.
Like quarter calf.
Quarter calf.
So
listen, because I wanted to tell a story, and this is why I wanted to bring you on, and then we're going to get into a quick talk, and then we're going to put some more music on. But a lot of people don't know, when I met you, we were in Schweinfurt, Germany, in quarter calf.
Yes, sir.
And one of the people who ended up leaving President Trump, because I'm going to be respectful, I'm going to call him who he was. He was elected. He was the president. He was in President Trump's cabinet. His family is a lifelong standing Republican.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
His family.
I know who you're referring to.
His family is a lifelong Republican. But what that man stood for me personally, he was one of the first mentors in my life.
That dude was.
And the reason why I can say that, as a commander, the very first thing that he ever stood in front of us and said when he took over the battalion, he said, company commanders and battalion commanders do not lead from the rear. They lead from the front.
And that's exactly what he did, too.
He said, when your tank goes out, best believe my tank is already out there, is exactly what he said. He was a commander who didn't go back and go sleep in the barracks. He built a tent and did what he needed to do in the woods. And I'm talking about H.R. McMasters. But the reason why I brought him up is because in launching my catering business, the first thing that man ever said to me to my face was, who made this cup of coffee? And I looked at him and I said, I did, sir. He goes, you took pride when you made that this morning. I said, actually, sir, I just made that 3 minutes before you walked in the door. He says, I can taste it. See, for those of you who are not laughing, you don't understand how important that is. Because when you get something with love at 4 o'clock in the morning, when you don't feel like nobody should care or give a damn, it's different.
Yep.
That's how I listen to all these people talking about cooking, and the one thing that they don't do is they don't cook to cook. They cook for attention. They cook for fans. They cook for money, and I've never cooked for that reason.
Tell you, if you ain't put no love in it, I don't want it.
Because I don't want it. Cause listen, Dwayne, let me tell you something, bro. We would be in Germany, and it didn't matter if I was on duty. When I got off work, hey, big bro, who was on the grill as soon as I got off work?
Man, every time. It was always Bap on the grill. I don't know how he got stuck on the grill, but he was on the grill.
Bro, Dwayne, there was one. Let me tell you. I never forget this. This was Memorial Day weekend. I was actually on shift. He will tell you, I kept going back and forth from the grill to the defect, making sure that both were ready. And that's why I tell people, before you sit back and you tell me how great of a chef you are, bruh, I promise you, there's nothing that you can talk about when it comes to food that's more important than me making sure that a person eats good. There's not a single person who has ever met me and told me they didn't eat good.
That is very true,
because
baby,
I put that on my record.
All my food, but baby,
I put it on my record. I tell anybody, I don't care what you're good at. Let's make anything, and I promise you, I will get with you. It doesn't matter. You want to make Korean food? Let's make Korean food. You want to make soul food? Let's make soul food. You want to make Italian? Let's go. But what you're not going to do is sit back and talk about me like I can't cook. Because there was three people recently who really disrespected me. In Palm Beach, I'm going to let you know, but put it on notice like this. Okay? There's three people locally who decided that they had something that they wanted to say about me cooking. So here's what I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell all of Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade. If you want me, come get me. If you can cook better than me, invite me to any restaurant you got, and we can go toe-to-toe, open kitchen. I promise you, I'm ready. Because I'm tired. Bro, I sat back. Man, I've been humble. I've been humble in Palm Beach and Broward. I've been humble. These niggas talking about they got the world's best this, the world's best this. Bro, I am the world's best. I've served.
Let me be a judge. I just want to please.
I had to get that out, but I know I'm going long-winded, but I had to bring my boy on here because I wanted him to be the first to hear it, because he's one of the first in the United States military to taste my cooking, and he literally walked up to me and said to me in the motor pool, he said, "Bap, what in the fuck did you do to the chicken yesterday?"
Hey, you already know, the Army said salt and pepper will go in fried chicken. Bap had more than salt and pepper in that damn chicken, I tell you that.
Hey, listen, man. It's only a certain... I don't used to go to the deep. In fact, when I knew certain people that was cooking, that was it. Either that or it was breakfast, and that was it. I ain't try to go to dinner or lunch because I'd be like, man, listen, I'd rather starve before I eat that shit.
D, let me tell you how good the defects were that I was in. It didn't matter what day of the week it is, bro. We had a line.
Listen, there's always a line at a defect.
No. Hey, you better tell him, bro.
Let me tell you how good our defect was.
We got letter from the BC, and mind you, the BC is not even on our post. He said our defect was not allowed to close. Hey, am I lying here, bro?
Hey, our defect stay open.
He said everybody else was in rotation. He said we weren't allowed to close. Mandatory 24/7. When we went downrange, bro, we actually cooked downrange. There was no KBR for us.
Oh, yeah, that's before all them big-time contracts came in.
Right. No.
Well, I'm just saying, wait. When you was on an OP?
No. I'm cooking.
No, I'm just saying, were you on the FOP?
Yeah, I was on Brassville Mora. You know where I was at.
Right. Because I was on Anaconda, and I used to ride up that way.
We was literally the mid FOP between Anaconda and Spiker.
Yeah, I know. I ain't even gonna tell you what happened to me on Spiker.
Listen, we ain't gonna get into all that, man. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We're gonna get some music because Dwayne and y'all over here about to go to war with somebody.
Oh, man, it was just some funny shit. Nah, I just fell asleep on that motherfucking road so many times because I knew it. I went through a whole serpentine sleep, and my motherfucking the convoy commander looked at me and said, "Yo, you gotta get the fuck off this wheel because we gonna die." But I knew it was a different
man. Listen, yeah, I got one of my homeboys listening in right now. I got one of my boys right now listening in. His name is Mo. When I tell you that nigga, when I went back to Germany and I was in 126, bruh. Baddest baker, man. Listen, him and Sangalaza have you sleep trying to eat. Bro, you just be over here like, bro, I don't want, like, you know what's bad when you go in. Because, you know, in a lot of defects, you go in and people, like, kind of skip over. Like, if you go in to get pastries and coffee cakes, like, you got to be in the first 30 minutes of our defect line, bro. They smash you. I was around the best, man. And the thing about it was, I don't care what nobody say, most of my units that I went to was mostly black because it was mostly infantry. But what I take from it is this. I was around some of the hardest working people you will ever meet in your life. Their work ethic. Like, and that's why people are like, what? I said, like, hey, I get in trouble for walking. They're like, bruh, when I became a security guard, they said, you walk too much. I said, bruh, that's the primary job of this job.
Patrol the perimeter.
How you gonna tell me I walk too much?
Yeah.
I literally went and got a job that fits my best attributes, voyeurism and walking. Don't get me wrong. Now, my hands are great, too. I love to cook. But I can see very far, and I like to look at shit. And if you can go to sleep on a road march and wake up and still be in formation, you're doing something amazing.
Oh, man. You just got to know where you're going, play.
Just got to know where you're going, man. Hey, look, we dropped. Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break, y'all, because we are turning up.
F6. The perfect storm. A rare event or situation in which ideal circumstances combine to create the worst case scenario, ending in infinite destruction and total darkness.
You don't want to bring darkness into this. You don't want to bring darkness into this.
Wilding tonight. I am in a really, really extra kind of mood tonight. I don't know why I'm so hyper tonight. Maybe because it's Friday. Oh, first of all, it was my auntie's birthday, so I want to give a shout out to my auntie. Happy birthday, Aunt Jo. Her birthday was yesterday. Tonight is also my best friends Tanya and Corey's birthday. They were supposed to be on the show tonight, but they're at their anniversary dinner. Turn it up. I also want to give a shout out to her mother because her mother just graduated from college. So we will be attending her virtual college tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Yes.
There's a lot to celebrate, and I told you we are happy around this bit. So if y'all got, man, listen, let's get a celebratory song in here real quick. What's a good celebratory song? I don't even know how to celebrate because when I used to celebrate, it'd be some thug shit, bro.
Hey, it's all on the mood, your mood.
But shit, listen, this is how I feel right here then. Let's go then. Another caller. I can't even get to that. So we're going to bring in the caller from the 757. Caller, you in the building?
What up, Bap?
Oh, I was just talking about Mo. Listen, bro. I'm going to tell y'all, there are only two bakers in the world that I put on his level. And I'm going to tell you, the other one is married to my best friend. His name is Corey. When I tell you, listen, bro. First of all, the nigga can cook. Don't confuse just thinking I'm talking about bacon. He can cook too. But let me tell you something. If you want your old lady's mouth to feel disrespected, have this nigga bake something. That's how I'm gonna put it.
Ooh. Ain't nothing like a good mouth gabble.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded horrible.
Hey, that sounded great. That sounded great.
Mo, listen, because I told people, I'm like, I'm getting ready in 2021. I am launching my catering company, and I was like, it's one thing when you try to speak for yourself, and you try to tell people what you've accomplished. So before we get into what I did after the military, he was one of the last people that I worked with in the military. I would like for him to tell you, because this is not an easy man to impress and cook. And I want, for those of you who don't understand, fuck Chef Ramsay. Mo is one of the hardest people to impress. I'm easily impressed. And my wife says I'm an ass. Mo is a dickhead. He will curse out anybody when it comes to the quality of food, the service, and the decorum of the establishment. I promise you. And he will give no fuck about your feelings.
Hey,
I'm going to let him be honest. I'm going to mute myself, and I'm going to let y'all talk to my brother, because Mo, you got the floor. I'm out of here. I'm muted.
Wait, he muted himself? Yeah, Bap could bring it. I mean, he went hard. We were on shift together, especially on Soul Food Day. He used to bring it.
That boy muted his own goddamn chef.
Yeah, especially he could bring it, because all of us got put on a shift together at one time when we were supposed to be the so-called misfits. We were so good, they ended up splitting us up.
Oh, darn.
What's your
specialty dish? Like, what's your favorite thing to cook?
Here, I say, like, within the last couple of years, I do a lot more. I've been doing a lot more, like different types of steak and things, like, especially, like, Korean barbecue.
Ooh.
I've been doing things like that the last couple of years.
Not everybody can cook a steak.
So. Nah, if it's not medium rare, it's wrong.
Medium rare? Hold on, baby. That's too much blood. I do not need.
Medium. You just see a medium. If you just see a hint of red. If it's well done, it's medium rare.
I was like,
it's gonna be. Medium well.
Medium well.
If it's well done, that's wrong.
Listen,
you
can go back.
Yeah, wow. Mute yourself again.
Okay,
mute it.
But now we have a family friend. They get like 20-pound steaks. They put them on the grill for 3 seconds on each side and eat them like that. And I'm just like,
you're asking, that's a death wish. You're gonna catch some.
Eventually.
Like, I'm just like, oh my god.
Helen, they're probably not black.
No, they're not. They're not.
There you go.
I'm not trying to offend nobody, but listen, black folks do not want our meat moving across the plate. I'm sorry. That don't work.
I'm trying to tell you.
But listen.
And they be pissing me off.
But listen, the reason is like, when I start bragging, like, because I'm about to brag now, because, like, I've been humble. Like, but I'm finna brag now. And I had to let people know that the guy that y'all knew, formerly known as Donald Baptiste, is gone. When I'm in the kitchen, it's Chef Bappy Claus, and Mo know exactly what. Mo know exactly.
His alter ego.
My alter ego is Chef Bappy Claus. Why? Because I always give it to him. Bitch, I got a model and everything. I'm ready. I'm arrogant.
We had the best food there where we was at.
In the motherfucking kitchen. We're not like okay, we arrogant. But we earned it. Nobody gave us that. We earned that shit. Because let me tell you something. You had me.
If you ain't got confidence in yourself while you're cooking, man, I don't want nobody cooking if they ain't got no confidence.
Mo will tell you the lineup of niggas that we had. Listen, we had all the black people who was either just coming back, about to get out of the military, overweight, pregnant. We had all of that. If it was fucked up, they gave it to us.
Yeah, we with them in the shape, though.
I got a white boy right now that can make fried chicken better than any black person I know. But hey, Mo, you better tell him about Barnes and his fried chicken.
Yeah, Barnes did throw down.
That's a white boy.
Barnes did throw down. We put him on. We trained him. We got him right.
We got him right. He can fry chicken, but we was like, bro, this shit bland as fuck. He was like, bland. You can't make fried chicken not be bland. Boy, come in here. Let me show you some shit.
You gotta taste the flour. That's a trick, boy. You gotta taste the flour.
He came back. That boy came back. He said, "Bap, y'all come over here." Like literally, he brought us over to the counter with presentation and everything. I was like, "What the fuck is he doing?" He was like, "I want y'all to taste my chicken." I'm like, "Bro, you ain't invite nobody but black people and Williams."
Williams was my. He was my prodigy, boy. He scared me by the time I was done with him.
What you can't do is be fucking up the food, bro. People, Mo, tell him we cook down range.
Yeah.
Nah. Like I was saying earlier, you know what I'm saying? Like when I got detached from my company to a field artillery unit, they cook. You know what I'm saying? All they cooked. And they had three. They had two defects.
They still expected us to make biscuits from scratch, downrange.
son, when I say that they cook, man. We ain't have what you call it. When you wasn't, you know what I'm saying? If you was on the FOB or FOP, you wasn't, you didn't have what you call it. Only contractors we had was, what was those, facilities. That was it.
We had convoy specialists on our FOP. That's it. If they was expected to go out
we
the
had
wire,
our standing building.
Stop at Grassfield. That's it. If you can't go out the wire, you can't stop here.
But you was at a whole prison, bro.
Yeah. See, when I came in, I came out before they even came off, I came in as a 94 Bravo. So we didn't have like prime vendor, and you had to cut chicken up
all
every
that.
Day.
They didn't change that
to
the 94
all that stuff.
Bruh, you better tell them 94 Bravo.
So it was just like you had to do everything from scratch, everything.
Because Mo, this is what they don't even realize. Because Mo will tell you, when I got there, they was like, God damn, this nigga know how to do everything in the kitchen. Mo, what they didn't realize is my dad is a retired E8 food service 94 Bravo.
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah, right there. It put you in the, you know what I mean? It put you in the line.
It put you in the, bro, I was destined. Bro, when I got the AIT, I knew every instructor. They broke, bro, they damn near tried to kill me. They gave me every food test you could come up with.
See, it's a gift and a curse. It's a gift and a curse. You know what you're doing. And then, you know what I'm saying, then the instructors already know your pops. And they was trained by your pops. So they already know what it is. You know what I mean?
Bro, go to Fort Bragg right now. You can go into all three of the main defects on post, and that nigga got trophies in there. Hold on. Not only do he got trophies for cooking, he got trophies for basketball because he was coaching the post team that won the championship every year, and we went to UNC and ran scrimmage against the Tar Heels because he was that big of a local celebrity. That's how I got hooked to the book by Dean Smith, The Carolina Way. My whole business strategy is that book.
But you know what? The funny thing is, I didn't even want to, as far as a cooking job, I didn't even want the job. I didn't even want to be a cook. At the time, it was time to go. When I left, you know, they had a whole bunch of MOSs. But it was like all combat arms, and they're like, oh, well, and then you got food service. I was like, well, I done waited 3 months already. So, oh, it's another 3 months. I ain't going. So I was like, you give me the cook job.
Y'all done had that conversation.
And what's so funny, because hey, like, I was spoiled. I was spoiled growing up. So I can even make grilled cheese sandwich, to be honest, before I went in. But I just yeah, ended up loving it. I just ended up falling in love with it.
I feel you. Because when I went,
worked out that way.
When I went to my recruiter, I told him, I said, yo, Nick's all those infantry jobs, tell me what I got.
Yeah, and there wasn't much.
You know what I mean? But he was like, yo, you could be a cable, you know what I mean, a cable installation,
yeah,
combo,
yeah,
this, that. I was like, nah. He's like, then he was like a fueler. I'm like, nah. I was, you know what I'm saying? I'm mad because I could have been the motherfuckers that come around and test. Quality. That come over there.
Quality control,
I could have been one of them. But I could have been one of those, the ones that go around, they, you know what I mean? You got to, like, we had to deal with them too because we had to, I ended up picking water. But I had to deal with them because I had to make sure that my water was good. I had to go get all my shit certified through them. So I could have been one of them, but I didn't know what the fuck it was. And my recruiter was like, I don't know about them. I was like, oh, you bitch.
I think they fucked all of us at one point.
Hey, look, Mo, here's the craziest part, right? I was sitting at a seminar one day, right? And this dude was trying to break down water, right? And I'm like, this nigga lying. And somebody looked at me and they said, how you know he lying? I said, listen, if you don't know how many days I spent with Dwayne, with this nigga breaking down water, what good water, bad water, why it's good water, bad. Bruh, this nigga was programmed water. Like, bruh, he can explain to you every step to purify water. And I'm like, bro, okay, I'm good. He was like, it don't take all that. All that stuff. I'm like, bro, I get it. Calm down. It's water.
Like, a lot of city water and all that shit, man, they put fluoride in to keep the chlorine level at a certain.
They want to mess with the voice when he starts talking. See how they do? All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break because we got to get back in some more stuff. Mo, stay on. We're going to play What Day It Is with you, bro. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Nigga right here in person, I was mad because one, Crystal got to the back before I did, so I was kind of mad because I missed it. We had a whole VIP. Look, we was in VIP and I didn't even know. Like, don't you hate when you be with celebrities and don't know you supposed to be in VIP? So
where you went to go see?
That's Egyptian. He was at Coolerfest, right?
Oh.
So now mind you, this is like Oktoberfest. The only difference is you get to bring your own liquor. Fun as fuck. So, we in this bitch. I'm right in front. If you go through my pictures and whatnot on social media, you'll see the video clips of him. But I'm right in front of the back. So when he come off the stage, I'm like, oh man. I go back. I'm like, bro, I got good video footage. They was like, I was like, where's Crystal? They like, is she in the back with Egyptian? The fuck you mean she in the back? We all supposed to be back there, but we didn't want to go because we was waiting on you. I said, what the fuck you mean y'all was waiting on me? Like, you was all the way on the stage. We were supposed to be in the back. I said, how the fuck we going to see the show if we in the back?
See? you better use that motherfucking badge to his advantage, man. I would have been behind the DJ. You dig?
Listen, but then when he came around, bro, and I realized that me and this nigga wasn't too far from the same height, I'm like, I feel some type of way. I feel like all celebrities should be over 5'10". Like, you can't be close to me and be a celebrity. I feel like it's cheap.
Yo, I tell you, one time I went down to what is that? Black College Week down in Daytona, and we went to the club, and what's his name, Lil Jon was there. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't trying to let nobody else in. Right, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't trying to let nobody else in. So we was rushing the door. So we was, all right, fuck it. We in this bitch. Boom. We going through the bitch. I bumped the shit out of Lil Jon. Didn't even know it. Didn't even know it. You dig? I didn't even know it. They was like, ew, that's Lil Jon right there. I was like, oh, shit. All right. Still didn't get in, but my man got in. He opened the back door. We got in, though.
Hell, yeah.
I didn't know. When hey, I tell you he was every bit about 5 foot. Yo, come on,
listen,
man.
Listen. Well, hey, when he bumped Lil Jon, this all that nigga heard.
Yeah.
That boy sound.
Good boy.
I like
that. Hey, I gotta fuck with D, y'all, cause y'all don't know, man. D, that's my boy. Listen, Mo, we gonna do one of my favorite things on this show. It's called What Day It Is.
What day it is?
So for what y'all don't know is we used to have this game in the DFAC, right? And I know this is going to sound real disrespectful, but you got to understand, if you've never read Stars and Stripes, it's funny as fuck. Okay, so when you get into Stars and Stripes, there's a news article section, and it lists one headline from every state. And it lists the state. So it goes state, and then under it, it gives a quick blurb of it. So what we used to do, we would read that blurb, and you would have to determine if that crime was committed by a black or a white person. There was no picture with it. There was no nothing else.
They do that shit up here. They call it everywhere else or Florida.
Damn.
And it's on the radio.
The Florida's fucked up. You can't tell. Listen, I'm gonna say this because I'm in Florida, and I'm gonna say this because I'm laughing because I am in Florida. So I'm gonna say this one time for the one time. Florida is weird as shit, but you have to understand, not all of Florida is the same. It is different everywhere you go.
I know that.
Like Pinellas County should be its own state. Duval should be its own state. Miami-Dade.
Miami need to be its own country, goddamn.
Because
listen.
Baby.
I didn't know that Jacksonville had two sides.
Yeah,
It's called Jacksonville Beach. It's called the Beach. And then you got, you know what I mean, then you got what they call Duval.
Not the same.
It's like, it's crazy. I didn't know it until I actually knew two people from Duval. And then my son was like, nah, you not from Duval, bro. You from Jacksonville Beach. You know what I mean? I ain't know the difference between the two.
I came up with this thing because, like, I need people. I'm gonna explain it like this. A lot of people be gangster adjacent, right? Like, you will have people here that will be from Riviera Beach, and then you got the people who are from the Raw. They're not the same. They'll be from like Overtown, and then you have somebody from Boynton. They're not the same. They're gangster adjacent. Just because they say they're from Florida, it's not the same.
Yeah, but you had a lot of gangster adjacents there in Germany.
Oh, come on, bro. Look, our NCO was gangster adjacent until he lied about my hometown. No, here's the crazy part.
I did not know it went crazy like that.
Huh?
I said, I did not know Fayetteville went nuts like that.
Listen, I tell people.
Until they started bringing up murder for capital. Hold on.
Let me say something. Let me clarify what you about to say. Not just when they say Fayetteville, let me explain something to you. I'm from the Merc. I'm from E.E. Smith area. That's my hometown area. And I tell people like this. When I was going to bed as a kid at night, if you did not hear a gunshot or a siren, it was a great night. And, bro, I watched the whole No Limit get run out of the Cublic County Civic Center. All because the wrong person said the wrong thing on the crowd and did not understand what city he thought was a little country town. No, sir. Them boys is ignorant. Yep.
And then the sad thing about it is they were saying it was like, it ain't even the people that live in Fayetteville. It'd be the military niggas.
Yep.
Like, bro,
listen,
I ain't gonna keep dad like that.
Bro, it'd be everybody. Bro, listen, let me tell you something. I tell people like this, bro, I didn't have a curfew. They like, what? I said, bro, I had a drinking habit at 6.
Hey.
Shit, I thought when I got the drum. Hey, you remember Sergeant Trahan?
Yeah.
You remember Sergeant Trahan? When I got the drum, I think he got there like a few weeks after I did. So we all went out. Me, Sergeant Trahan, you know, Sergeant Bonnie, and I still had a walking boot on because I had broke my ankle.
Yep.
But I came out the cast and I was in the boot. So you know, we had the little spot, we had the club chilling, and this mall keep bumping me. So then finally, you know, she pushed me. So I just like grabbed her by her face and pushed her across the dance floor. And then like we were in there whipping the soldiers' asses. And then he was like, man, y'all get up out of here. I said, how the hell am I going to explain this? I was like, you got two E6s and a goddamn E7 in here whipping soldiers' asses.
Bro, let me tell you something.
So then it's funny. So then like the next day, so those mugs come into the DFAC and I walk out. And then they just about shit their pants. They just about shit their pants.
Bro,
that shit was funny,
listen,
man.
Remember that day I had came into DFAC all cut up when we had all went to the Capitol that night?
Yeah, yeah.
It was me. Who all was that night that went with us?
Sure.
It was awesome.
I think Lou was with us.
It was all NCOs, too. Like, it was no low-ranking people. It was all NCOs and, like, specialists. Because you, I know me, you, Odu, who had the Ford, who had all the spinners and lights on it, he was there that night. Doughboy was there that night. Hop was there that night. Like it was all the OGs that night. And so you didn't go, Little didn't go, and somebody else, because that matter of fact, I remember now, it was the dude who stayed over by me and Little, it was his birthday, the one that stayed upstairs by me. So you, Little, and y'all all did something over at his house for his birthday, but we went to the Capitol. This is right around Thanksgiving time. We get into a fight with some dudes. Now let me tell you something. When I tell you I didn't believe in feet until you don't believe in feet until you get kicked. So
you sure
I am hoping your feet the hell out of somebody, and this motherfucker kicks the shit out of me. I'm like, wait a minute. Now mind you, they are Asian, so.
I don't know nothing, bro. You get kicked. That's a problem.
For real.
That's just gonna hurt.
Baby, listen. I wish a nigga would have just had hit me. Bro, you could have hit me with a steel pipe at this point. Nigga. I ain't never felt, bro, I was mad. I chased him.
Like, you ain't got nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. Listen, you put your feet up,
man.
Bro,
let me tell you how far I chased him. I chased him from the Capitol steps to the Burger King that was at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, that's a grip. Oh, that's a little wave. That's...
Oh yeah, I got to fuck you up now. I got to fuck you up,
bro. I was mad.
I got to fuck you up.
I got to kick your ass, bro. Like, nah.
Yeah, you kicked me. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got to do what day it is. I got to do my job before I get in trouble. Okay, let me do my job. Oh shit. Okay, what day it is? Okay. Today is, all right, that's what she was saying to me. She was like, you got to do that one, because she know exactly which one I was going to skip. I got you. Like, if,
she knew that.
Like,
we was
that
about to skip it. No, you wasn't going to skip it. We was going to tell you to skip it.
Because she knew I was going to skip that bitch as soon as I seen it. All right, so we're going to start with this list, and we're going to do that list last, because this is going to take me a long time to get to that one. Okay, so today is National Christmas Jumper Day. So
skip that one. You
yeah.
Skip that.
Yeah, she might have been saying that one, too. It's one on both lists, y'all. Okay. Today is International Mountain Day. Yeah, I moved to Florida to get away from them, so, yeah, she definitely must have meant that one.
I ain't going up there.
Oh no, Mo, you like playing in the mountains. Y'all used to go to the, you know, monks and shit up there.
Yeah, when I was in Korea.
Yeah,
I did a lot
of
hiking.
Y'all doing that random shit. Y'all black white people.
You got your belt? You got your Fu Manchu? You did the Fu Manchu mile?
Nah, shit, I ain't got time to do none of that shit. I was an instructor at the academy. So whatever I did have all the time, I did a lot of hiking to stay in shape. I hiked for like 4 or 5 hours, you know, a few times a week.
Yeah. I like to walk that much. Fuck y'all. Okay, today.
I know a couple of people with buckles. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, dealing with them students, that was a feat within itself. Like, fuck that Fu Manchu, fuck that Mars.
Let me, for those of you who have never tried to teach somebody else something, the hardest thing to do is to teach a group of somebody, because there's always one who doesn't get it, and you have to understand, it is foreign to that person. It is not that they're stupid or they're not capable of understanding, because there are some people, you could put a rifle in their hand, and they are the best person you will ever meet, because you can tell them, aim it at that, and they will hit it every time. But now, if you ask them to tie a slip knot, you might have to explain it 4 times. They didn't get it the first time. But they will.
Yeah.
But people think that because they do it a certain way that they're the right way. I'm like, no, some of y'all stupid, though. Some of y'all still stupid.
Well, there's a bunch of ways to do the same thing, you know, the same thing. So.
Because a girl told me, she says, a mask doesn't work. I said, ma'am, I said, if you actually know how to put on full mop gear, a mask will work. But it requires more than just a mask.
Yeah.
No. She was like, what? I said, you have to understand, your whole body is pores.
Yeah.
Yep.
She just looked at me and she was like, what? I said, y'all don't even understand science. Your whole body is a pore. Never mind. Okay, have a great day, love. May peace and blessings be with you.
Right.
All right, come on, y'all. Let's finish these last couple up so I can go ahead and play some music. Because we need to take a break before we end the show. Today is also National App Day. Today is also National UNICEF Day. You know, I've never known what UNICEF stands for. Okay, anyway, so we're going to keep going. We have two more. Today is also National Salesperson's Day. Yeah, they need a day. That's stressful.
It's hell. I used to want to punch people in the face, but don't mind.
Hey, that's my type of salesperson right there. Shut up. Shut up.
I want to hit them in the head.
Stupid. hitting it with a bottle.
Oh, shit. All right. And then the last one, which I didn't want to do. I don't know if this was the one she wanted me to do, but I'm going to do it anyway. Today is National Noodle Ring Day. It looks like it's some type of soup, like noodle ring soup, it looked like. I'm good.
Man, they should have said SpaghettiOs.
I had to read it how it was there. Oh no, they can't do that. Hold on. I gotta find it now, cause you can't do that to me. Who baby is that?
I
tell you, I got a house full.
All 30
I can send you three more. Send you three more. You know, Matt, you go up every time you mention his kid.
Huh?
You go up every time you say something. Now it's 38. He got 38 of them.
Yes.
I'm going to send them three more. They going to be in a cardboard box with some holes poked in.
He was making babies.
Shut up, man.
I just play that song real quick as a quick break because I do want to take the time out and say a much beloved farewell to, I think, one of the greatest actors who ever lived in my eyes, because for a character to be synonymous in the entire world, not just in the United States, Debo is known around the entire world. Matter of fact, there is a receiver for the 49ers. His name is Debo Samuels, named predominantly after that character. And there are other people around the world who have used other monikers of him to represent him over the last 20, 30 years. So personally, I want to give a shout out to Debo, because from your hood to my hood, everybody does know a Debo back in the hood.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be missed.
Man, we lost some legends, man. There was a lot of legends that was lost this year, man.
Yeah,
so,
man, I'm about through with 2020.
I've
been through with 2020.
Listen. I don't listen for black folks, because black folks like to make declaration and shit. Okay, y'all heard what we said to 2020, and 2020 was this motherfucking spectacle. So listen, don't talk shit to 2021. Can we be nice to 2021?
I just got one thing to say about 2021. 2021 better bring his ass in and sit the hell down.
Y'all said
for 2020. I ain't say nothing like that about no 2020. I'm saying about 2021, because I'm through with 2020.
Okay. I'm just saying. I just want to be nice, because Americans aren't nice. You're mean, motherfucker.
Okay.
So can we be nice to 2021? Like, can we talk sweet to him? Can we rub on him or her? Make him feel good. Like, make him feel like you want him around. Actually talk to him. Go for a walk. Hold hands together or something.
All right. I'm
saying this because everybody been talking about, ooh, my 2015 wasn't good. My 2016 wasn't good. My 2018 gonna be my year. 2019. Listen, 2021 ain't got to be your year. Leave that bitch alone. Whatever she give you, just take it. We done asked too much of our years.
I'm taking it all from 2021.
Just leave them alone. Listen. You don't have to be the best astrologer. You don't have to be the best nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm great at a lot of things. But we don't have to be the best. Just whatever it is that you get, be grateful for that shit this year.
Yep.
Learn to be
merciful. I learned about that.
People are so ungrateful about the little stuff. Be grateful you actually got a fucking house to live in. There are people who don't. Be grateful you can fucking eat. There are people who can't. It doesn't matter what the reason is, whether they caused it or they didn't. There are people who can't.
Yeah, you still gotta be able to show empathy.
There are people right now who want. There's a lonely mother. There's a lonely person right now watching someone else brag about their kid being born that can't have children.
Mm-hmm.
Be mindful. I'm not saying don't celebrate your life, but be mindful and cognitive of what you do have. We just celebrated Thanksgiving, and I'm listening to people complain about dumb shit already, about clothes, about shoes, about merchandise. Are you really thankful?
No. People overlook the small things. We take advantage of them sometimes.
Are you really thankful? Are you really sitting back saying thank you? Because I tell people all the time, thank you. People are like, why you always say thank you? Because they didn't have to. Like, stop thinking that everybody has to do something when it comes to you. Nobody owes you anything. If you don't believe that, go look. A man that doesn't work doesn't eat. Because guess what? If technologies and grocery stores and everybody closes up their doors and walks away and says, I have enough of my own, can you survive?
No.
If the entire world shuns you and casts you aside and puts you in the middle of nowhere by yourself, can you survive? Do you have the basic skills of life?
Of life.
Of life. Not materialism, of life. Can you feed yourself? Can you clothe yourself? Can you bathe yourself? Can you build shelter? Can you jump? Can you read? Do you have the basic skills of life? If you do, you have much to be thankful, because wait till you meet someone who can.
It's your listen. When you meet a person that can't, it's your responsibility to teach them.
It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility to stop right where you are and make sure that that person has the basic needs of life. And I keep meeting people who say, "Oh, as a man, I'm good. As a man, I'm great." And I tell you, I look at Palm Beach County and I tell Palm Beach County all the time, "Fuck y'all," because ain't a man in Palm Beach County came and got me yet. And I can tell you right now, as a man, I've never been nowhere where I haven't picked up the next person next to me. I haven't had a man in Palm Beach County yet come and say, "Ooh, let me be your mentor and guide you, little brother, through these tumultuous ways out here," because it's out here. But you know what? I keep doing that for everybody else. So now I'm asking y'all, where y'all real men at, Palm Beach? Stand up.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Stand up, because when Mo came back from Kosovo, the man I'm talking to right now, he walked into the kitchen. He goes, "Who's you, little buck?" I said, "Specialist Baptista." "Oh, they just giving away specialists now. Damn, bro, I don't even know you." That's how this nigga introduced himself to me. I'm like, wait a minute. Who the fuck is this arrogant-ass motherfucker? You don't know what the fuck I've been through. Now everybody else let everybody else walk around and do nothing. That shit bothered me. He'll tell you. He asked his NCO if he could go outside to smoke a cigarette. I said, "Sir Matt, can I take a break?" He said, "Yeah." I went outside. I'm going to go meet with this man. Did I not, Mo? I said, "Excuse me, sir, I don't know who you are." He goes, "I'm not a sir. I work for a living." I said, "Listen, bro, I understand all that dumb shit. But listen, I don't let nobody just talk to me in any other kind of way. So who the fuck are you? He goes, I'm Mo. He goes, Mo, I'm your night maker. You're my night maker. Okay. You're an arrogant motherfucker. But
we learned a lot.
In order for a man to be that cocky, he has to be that confident. A weak-minded man can't go do that because he's not empowered to. So he,
like I said, man, for you to be a cook or anything, well, anything in life, man, you got to be confident in everything you do. Because if a person that half-assed or feel like he's semi-confident or halfway know what he's doing, I don't want nothing from him.
So here's what I said. I said, well, hey, listen. I said, listen, he'll tell you. I went straight to Son Blaze. I said, hey, Son Blaze, hey, y'all got any more room at Night Bakers? He goes, no, there's only room for two. I said, but I want to work with him. He goes, he just got back from Kosovo. He's not going to work with you. I said, why? He goes, we're integrating them back in. I said, integrating? Fuck it, integrating. I want to talk to that nigga. And every time I saw him, I picked his brain. And he was like, Bap, you already know all of the stuff I keep telling you. I said, no, but, like, bruh. He was like, man, just be confident. He goes, everybody already see it in you. You just be confident in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's it? He was like, bro. He said, bro, you can outcook almost anybody in this building. He goes, I watch you. He goes, you are one of the few cooks who come in here like myself and don't even need a recipe card. They can give you the production schedule. You can write your list down and go get your ingredients.
Yeah, so like-minded people always want to be around each other, man. I ain't never just fucked with anybody.
I'm sorry. This is what I do. I love what I do. Food is my life.
But yet again, you gotta be confident in everything you do. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I mean? Like if you don't show the passion, oh, I love this. This is what I want to do. This is how I do it. Nobody ever gonna be like, I put something behind you, or put money on. You know what I'm saying? Like or bet on you.
Oh, they got.
But I'm just saying, like if I know you because you know what I'm saying. I ate your cooking and all that. But if you would have sat there when we first met and you was like, oh man, da da da. And he was like, yo, all right, man, yeah, you know, I made that call on Blue. And that was it. You know what I'm saying?
If that was it,
but yet again, Mo, you never, Mo. And then you didn't tell me, oh, I put this on that, I put that on that, I did this with it. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to break it down to me and tell me how you actually did the shit, come on.
Mo, because we got like 6 minutes, and I want to tell this quick story before we get out of here. Because, Mo, you're going to laugh at this shit, because you know this sounds like some shit I would do. So, Mo, we had this one white dude who was just, he was just a drunk, right? So, I was already just.
But he could cook. But that man could cook.
He could cook his ass off. He could burn. So, they brought this black dude in from Houston. He came in all proper and trimmed and cut up and blah, blah, blah. This nigga came in my office one day, Mo, I want you. He said something. Now, D is sitting over there just chilling with me. Lisa, the other girl who worked with me, she's sitting in the office. Now, our doors are all open. He said, Donald, I said, man, listen, bro, don't say my motherfucking name again. First of all, your black, greasy ass can't cook. You running around here acting like, Mo, I lost it, bro.
He said that he had a rabbit. Yeah, he worked at kitchens. He had all types of shit. This man put out. They let him lead a meal one. I think a lunch. Oh no, it was a dinner. Oh man.
He said they told
Indians,
me.
The Indians. Let's put it like this: the Indians told him no.
Man, I'm bad.
Right. The idiots. And they worked for him. And they was like, yo, I'm not eating that.
I'm not eating that, bro. They laughed that man out the kitchen. And they was like, and John came to me. John said to me, he said, I've never seen another black man do that before. I said, here's the thing. I said, it was never about his title. I said, it was about how he carries himself as a man. He's disrespected everybody here, but he's not qualified. Somebody gave him a job. There's a difference between being qualified in your job and someone
hell
giving
yeah.
He was given a
hell
job.
Yeah.
He sucked the right dick. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh. Listen, because he got promoted to something in the back to do inventory.
No,
he was like head of the people that. Yeah.
Let me tell you how he got out there. I'm gonna tell you the real story how he ended up getting out there. He was in charge of one of the defects when you fly in. Remember that defect that burnt down? Remember that defect that had burnt down? D.
Hello?
I think we lost D. But okay, guys.
Nah, I'm right here. Yeah, I
the
remember
defect
that.
That had
defect
burnt down.
Burned down.
That was his defect.
That was defect burned down.
His whole, he burnt down. He lost a whole fucking defect under his watch. Nigga, miss me.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn. Think
about how many millions of dollars that cost the United States taxpayer.
Wasn't that one like, that was, what the fuck is the name of that?
That was our, remember that was, you ain't got to say the name, but that was our main hub. That's where we
Yeah, I can't remember the name of that joint. Mm-hmm. Well, I was about to call it Jazz. Which is
my
old post, but that's my job.
Yeah, we've been too
but
many
yeah,
places.
I know what you're
saying. Okay. Listen, we've been too
yeah,
many places.
C1.
Okay.
I just knew it as C1.
Right. We done been too many places. It's okay. Listen, y'all, we gotta get out of here, y'all, man. Mo, thank you for coming through, man.
Hey,
I appreciate
it. Anytime, man. I'm about to call in again.
Man, how's the family?
All right, bro.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me come on, man.
Man, I appreciate you, y'all. Mo, before you get out of here, man, you got to give people a word before we go.
Hey, y'all just have a good night, man, and do you, man. Follow your dreams. You know, and stay the course. Stay the course.
D, give the people a word.
You always told me before heaven. I understand. You know what I mean? Let me see, you know what I mean? Spend time with your kids, man, because they didn't ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? So if you are able to spend time with your kids, spend time with them, man, and love on them and be so they could be great. Right.
So, Helen.
Yes.
So remember I told you I was giving away something?
Yes.
So here's what I want you to do. That bike that I was going to give away,
mm-hmm.
What I want you to do is I want you to give that bike to your son.
Oh.
And if your son has a bike, I want your son to go find a little boy who doesn't have a bike and give him his bike. That was my surprise for you. So Merry Christmas. Make that happen for your son. Put it under the tree for him. And then the day after Christmas, I want you to go video your son giving a bike away to somebody else because we have to pass down men becoming men. And I want to start with your little man first. So that's my endeavor for my new bike mission. We want to have boys giving boys bikes, men giving men bikes because we need to show people that you can move around. So Helen, give the people a word. 30 seconds.
Man, y'all spread love, man. Spread love, man. Love each other. Y'all have a good night.
Man, listen. We were supposed to have other people call in today. We were supposed to have giveaways, but they didn't call in. So we are still doing the bike raffle local. So if you want to get in, we'll cover that on Sunday. I just want to let y'all know we always doing something here at Big Bat because it's time to make sure that we build in our own communities before we build into others. I love y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen.